The yellow flags of Fatah haven't been flown so boldly in the Gaza Strip for 5 years. For one day on Friday, they replaced the usual green of Gaza's ruling group, Hamas, as Fatah supporters marked their group's 48th anniversary. Hamas won elections here in 2006, and the next year pushed Fatah's forces out of the Strip. Hamas has always taken a harder line against Israel, while the more secular Fatah took part in peace talks. After years of bitter rivalry, relations between the two sides have improved somewhat. Last month, Fatah, which controls the West Bank, allowed Hamas to hold several rallies there as a goodwill gesture.
I think, the time for scoring points has gone now. We need to focus on ending occupation. Fatah can come out today and claim that it has the biggest support in Gaza. Hamas can do exactly the same. We will be caught in a cycle of nothingness. We need to move in the direction of ending occupation, and that requires achieving Palestinian unity and reconciliation.
Both groups are celebrating what they consider as recent gains against Israel. Hamas declared victory after an 8-day conflict in Gaza in November, and Fatah sees the recent upgrading of Palestine's status at the UN as a diplomatic coup. The mood here now is one of defiance against Israel.
Today is when the Palestinian revolution started, and when the Palestinian freedom started, and when the first bullet was shot and the military resistance started. It is a cheerful day for all the Palestinian people.
Leaders on both sides made cautious gestures of reconciliation, with Fatah and the Palestinian Authority leaders Mahmoud Abbas giving a recorded address. In the past, supporters of both groups were more likely to attack each other than celebrate together. It's not a unity rally, but the fact that Hamas is allowing it to take place on its territory is a brief sign of some solidarity. Jane Ferguson, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.